This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thanks for being with us today. I want to talk to you today about the difference in types of sound. A little bit of a physics thing, kind of, but there is material sound, which we all pick up through the ear, and there is spiritual sound, which again is picked up through the ear. Great. What's the difference? That's the point of today's talk. There is a gulf of difference. The reason is the transcendental sound has a different type of potency. It's a different substance. Now, we recognize that two things may look relatively similar, but yet they're quite different in their effect on you. You could take a tablet. Well, it could be 25 different types of drugs. But from the outside, it's a tablet, a little small white pill. And it'll have a different effect upon you depending on what's in it. And there might be dozens of varieties of little white pills. Well, the same thing is true with sound. There are sounds here in the material world that go from audible to inaudible. There are very low frequencies we can't hear, and there's very high frequencies we can't hear. And we get to pick up on everything in between. And all of these sounds are material sounds, which means they're reflecting within the material manifestation. They're at a vibratory rate that we're able to perceive. And they come to an end. They stop. They have a limited potency. Certain sounds, you can't hear them through a wall. Some people make soundproof rooms for recordings and things of that variety. We know long distances away, the sound takes quite a while to get there even. So we recognize that the sound is dependent upon the air. And we recognize that it diminishes over distance. And we recognize that it's distorted. One example of that is a jet plane or a helicopter flying over. You hear them coming, and it's one type of sound. And it's going by. It's... Or the old chopper. You know, as it comes and goes. And these different material influences impact on the quality of the sound, its resonance, its penetration, etc. There's quite a science around sound acoustics. Acoustics are done in theaters to see to it that you can hear people on stage without significant amplification. There's a variety of talents and a variety of science that goes into what sound does and what you pick up and what it means to you. Now, I think one of the most amazing things about sound is we have a ear hole, and yet with just two holes in the sides of our head, we're able to tell whether that sound came from in front of us or behind us or above us. It's amazing how we can get directional conception from just a hole. So this amazing little sensor, the ear, it has an amazing little set of components. There's little bones in there and la, 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 la. Well, all of this is done for you to be able to hear. Well, what is the best thing to hear? Everybody says, oh, I like this kind of music. I like that kind of music. I just like somebody telling me that I'm good or that they love me or that everything's all right. That's the kind of things I want to hear. Well, the Vedic literature clears that all up. Because what is most important to hear is transcendental sound. And how does transcendental sound differ from material sound? Well, transcendental sound is made up of a different substance and a different vibratory rate. It penetrates into the material universe. It's not like it's in here bouncing around like all other sounds. It is a sound that penetrates into the universe from the spiritual world outside. And the principal explanation of that is the Vedic knowledge. Now, Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. So the Vedic knowledge is the ultimate information. It is created, penetrated into the material universe at the very beginning. The first created being, Lord Brahma, is impregnated with transcendental sound, where he hears the Vedic knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord, and it is passed on to his sons, the great saints and sages, and it is written down gradually through time, and the Vedic knowledge comes into existence for those in the human form of life. You and I. Now, this Vedic science is pure and unadulterated. But as you see, if you write it down, the sentence has 15 words. And it goes like this. There will be interpretations of what those 15 words in that combination mean. And some person may interpret those for his own interest, or to convince you of something, or to deny you something, or whatever. Take advantage. But this won't help. This is polluting the transcendental purity and sound of the Vedic knowledge. So it's said that the spiritual master, a pure devotee of the Lord, who has heard and realized the Vedic knowledge, he vibrates transcendental sound. So what he speaks to you penetrates in the ear again, but it has a different potency because the meaning is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is intended to purify your consciousness. It is intended to inform and uplift you. And so transcendental sound is supposed to be received with passive oral reception, not challenging, just listening. And here, the instructions from the Vedic literature as described by a self-realized spiritual master, not someone who wants to learn, not someone who is in the gradual development process, but one who is fully realized. He is above it, looking down. He is fully realized. He sees and understands the significance of all the activities that are being performed here. He understands the meaning and the interest and the importance. We are all in here for the result or for the development or the benefit or the information. And we end up getting clouded. We end up getting confused. We end up having to struggle in our development of our consciousness and putting things in proper perspective. But a self-realized soul, he doesn't have that problem. He is serene. He is composed, equipoised with knowledge and realization such that there isn't anything that trips him up. There isn't anything that leaves him confused. Nothing. Because he sees it all in proper perspective. He sees it all in the proper interrelationships of all things within the material universe. So he's able to give transcendental instruction through transcendental sound that enters the ear of a person open to oral reception, and that person is impacted with the potency as it was originally intended to purify the consciousness of the student. So this penetrating sound has an effect on the heart. It has an effect on the consciousness. It purifies the mind and intelligence. In the Vedic literature, Lord Krishna says that I am the source of remembrance and knowledge and forgetfulness. And so the Lord is emanating knowledge and emanating strength of memory such that you will be able to understand what you hear and remember. And this is what is an integral component to the passing of Vedic knowledge from one spiritual master to another, or one generation to another. That it must not be adulterated. It must be spoken by a realized soul. And it must be received in a receptive, an open point of view. You don't have to buy it all right now. You don't have to, I agree with all that. You have to just hear it so you get the perspective they're trying to explain. And then you can think about it, see what you think. The concern is that you get it in proper perspective. And it's vibrated by a person who has no self-interest. And you can see that. If we have self-interest in a negotiation, we have self-interest in a discussion, we have anything of that variety, people pick up on it. They go, oh, you're just trying to tell me to do that because you want to sell me something, or you want to make me buy something. And so this is not the business of a spiritual master. He's not asking, seeking money. He's not after anything in return. He is a delivery person. He is a vessel of mercy. He is distributing transcendental sound about Vedic, pure Vedic knowledge, ultimate knowledge, for your benefit. And he's simply asking you to consider it with intelligence and to follow the instructions you find to be true. Follow the instructions given for your benefit. And that's the spiritual master's intent. He's not here for himself, then he's here for you. And if he's here for you, it is intelligent that you would follow the instructions he gives you because he is a realized soul. He has seen the difficulties you're facing. He's seen the conceptions and perspectives you hold. He's seen the path forward from any level of illusion and contamination to a purified consciousness. So a realized spiritual master gives instructions to a disciple that are applicable and simplistic and practical, such that he might become purified and a realized soul as well. It's not that we have one realized soul, we don't need another. Everyone should become a fully realized, pure person in spiritual life. This is where happiness lies. It is our natural condition of life to be spiritually aware, to be engaged in loving service, to be conscious of ourselves and conscious of the manifestation and in harmony with the Lord's plan. That's normal. We have such an atheistic world now, everyone is in denial of any higher duty or responsibility. Denial that you can hear and understand the Lord. Denial that the Lord has something planned for you. Denial that you have a contribution to make. You are important. And deny that you have any responsibility. Everybody's big on that now. So the Vedic literature actually teaches you what's right. And under the circumstances, the way the material world is going right now, a lot of the instructions and the Vedic knowledge are the opposite to what society is doing. Because society is being run by fourth-class men. They're not concerned about you. Don't even think it. This isn't democracy. The people aren't telling the leaders what to do. The leaders don't give a hoot what the people want. It's being done over and over and over and again, all over the planet, right here in your country, your town. The leaders are doing what they want to do and don't care what you want. And so the whole thing is like that. The whole material manifestation is like that. They're not here for you. They're here for profit, for control, for money, for power. They're here for all these different things. They're not here to see that you become an enlightened being and make the highest contribution you're capable of. And that you gradually develop into loving devotional service to the Lord, where you're in total harmony constantly with the plan of the Lord, and you become what's known as a transcendental devotee. Simply on that transcendental platform, hearing transcendental sound, doing transcendental activities, eating transcendental food, engage in transcendental loving service. It is a completely different platform. And this sound vibration method is a way of reaching into you wherever you are, under whatever circumstances you might be in, and giving you knowledge and hope and guidance. And you suddenly don't feel alone. You suddenly don't have a problem in getting yourself from A to B. You suddenly don't have concern about your tomorrow. You see, there is a plan and I fit into it and I can see it leads to what I'm actually looking for. So many of the people think they're looking for one thing and they don't realize they actually are looking for something else. I've spoken about this in other programs where we talk about people looking for what is important and what is value of life and what is the goal of life. And most people give up quickly because everybody they meet doesn't know. So they quit asking. Well, it doesn't seem like anybody knows. And so we have a whole society where the people have, in general, given up on the higher esoteric values, on understanding spiritual life and spiritual perspective, understanding the difference between material and transcendental, and they're simply irking out a living somewhere up and down the social ladder. Some people are higher up, some people are lower down, some people are fighting for the next peg. But none of them realize it doesn't matter. You don't need to care where you're at on the social ladder. You need to care where you're at on the spiritual ladder. The examples given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Vedic literature, that most people are caring for the cage, not the bird within it. And if you're simply concerned about your body and your bodily relations and your bodily conditions and your bodily possessions, you're caring for your cage. But the reality is, you are not the body. You are the eternal living entity within. That's a spiritual subject. That's a spiritual person. That requires spiritual nutrition. And that means you must be in contact with transcendental knowledge, transcendental energy, transcendental food, transcendental mantras. So the Vedic literature gives you many processes of devotional service to practice. And all of those practice processes are intended to give you a development in consciousness to where you're in a position that you understand how to dovetail everything. All of the material possessions and objects that are here and all of your desires and thoughts and concepts of how to do something, you can use all of it in devotional service when you become realized. And the realization is not far, far away. The realization is right there in front of you if you simply make adjustments in your perspective, make adjustments in your point of view, checking out what you believe to be significant versus what you actually need to be happy. Because of our material conceptions of life, we misunderstand. If we misunderstand the value of our body versus the value of our consciousness, we tend to take all sorts of things related to the body in misconstrued value and perspective. And we have a society that the whole society has it mixed up. And so it's very difficult for a person, an individual, to start out as a child to the education systems and in a family that doesn't understand and work their way up to an enlightened and intelligent being who actually sees transcendental science. According to the Vedic literature, you cannot do it alone. You must meet a disciple of the spiritual master. You must read the spiritual master's books. You must hear the transcendental sound vibration to get yourself in proper perspective. One or the other, all of the above, however you want to look at it. But you must make contact with the transcendental strata as opposed to any material strata. So since it's two different subjects, there's two different results. One result is bodily contamination. One result is it's forced into the cycle of karma. And the other is liberation from all karma in the cycle of birth and death and fixed in the transcendental loving service, where one is ultimately blissfully happy in an exchange of love and service. So we don't have much offered to us in this material world that has to do with joy, happiness, bliss. We don't have much going in the material world that teaches you or encourages you to get to the highest level of your potential. There's not much of that going on here in this material world. At times there has been, and at times there will be, but certainly not now. Everybody's concerned about drugs and electronics and war. Everybody's concerned about food and vaccines. Everybody's concerned about work and money. 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 And so the struggle for existence takes everyone over. And the attempt to become a fully realized spiritual person falls by the wayside. Nobody can do it. It isn't worth doing. I don't know anybody. It doesn't really exist. All these misconceptions, you can have them because you have free will. The Lord will allow you to be confused. He will allow you to be distracted. And he will also encourage you and help you to be realized. The intelligent person knows that if he's realized, he sees things in proper perspective. And the problems that people who don't have realization are struggling with are easily solved by someone with spiritual vision. So it behooves anyone and everyone to take the time to communicate and listen to a spiritual master who can open up the gates of transcendental knowledge and give you the opportunity, give you the perspective and support to become a realized soul. Because then all the problems of the material world don't have a grip on you. It's just like you get above it. You're able to see with the workings and what's really going on. It's not such a problem. And I think this, you can see many material examples about this. When you first come across a computer, you go, oh, goodness, how do you use it? And you finally figure out how you use it. And you finally figure out what makes it tick. And next thing you know, you got the box open. And you find out what's inside. And you find out what you can tweak. And you find out what's got to be fixed. And you kind of learn. And you come to the point, well, a computer's not so complicated. I understand. It's not that bad. The same thing is with taking your car apart. The same thing is with so many, many things. Oh, it seems so difficult at first. A young girl wants to sew a dress. Oh, my goodness, this is such a difficult thing. How do I do this? And gradually, over time, not a problem. So this is true of the material perspective of things. It takes us a while to come from no knowledge to having a full understanding and experience. And this is where spiritual life is at. You have to do a similar set of things, but you need guidance because it's ultimately important. And it's very easy to be confused. There's many charlatans. There's many false religions. There's many people who are breeding a religious conception, but it's simply for their own self-interest. So the Vedic knowledge is teaching this from the very beginning. You must hear Vedic knowledge from a realized soul, not from some professional reciter, not from some charlatan, not from somebody who's trying to make a buck off you. So the Vedic knowledge is well aware of that. The Vedic wisdom explains that, warns you, posts a notice to you that you have to understand. You have to do a little bit of research. You have to understand the definition of material versus spiritual. You have to have some perspective on spiritual life and values versus material life and values. And then you're actually ready and qualified to hear from a bona fide self-realized spiritual master. Now, the spiritual master for this age, and I mean this next 10,000 years, is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada comes in the line of disciplic succession, and he is a purified self-realized soul as described by his spiritual master and all of his disciples and all of the authorities and other religionists on the planet accepted him as the leader, the spiritual master, the one who knows, the Jagat Guru, the topmost guru. Srila Prabhupada means he at whose feet all other masters sit. So from his position of an expert in Vedic knowledge, an expert in Sanskrit and Bengali and Jagarati and English, he was able to transmit and translate the Vedic knowledge out of Sanskrit into English for the Western world under the instructions of his spiritual master. It wasn't some idea he picked up. He was following the instructions coming down the chain of spiritual masters. The Lord's will was to get this Vedic knowledge into the English language for you. And he worked tirelessly just so that this Vedic knowledge, 50 volumes of Vedic knowledge is available to you. There is so much information waiting at your fingertips. You simply have to read and take oral reception. Similarly, there are 600 or 700 recorded tapes by His Divine Grace that gives you an opportunity to associate with Him. He's available to enter, to drive the spiritual knowledge, transcendental sound, into your ear by hearing Him through His tapes and reading and subliminally hearing through His books. And if you use both in combination and you associate with His disciples and you understand the instructions and perspective He wants you to have, you enter into the spiritual science of devotional service. And in that science is all the answers that a living entity needs to become free from the material conditions of life and ultimately to be engaged in loving devotional service without self-interest and taste the nectar, the joy, the fulfillment of transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with selfless, loving devotion.
For more episodes, use the AccessMedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.